strangers nor the best of friends. Well, I could find it easily.
See the screen?
I'd assume that it'd find me.
We will be streaming live.
To what I got, and I'm sure liking what I see.
When the nitty-gritty Dirt Band's three-record set called Will the Circle Be Unbroken was released in 1971, it was one of the first and most successful attempts to bridge the gap between generations, between older, more traditional musicians and the new rock-influenced performers who had perhaps wider musical tastes. That album led to two Grammy-winning sequels and a series of pop and country hits for the group, which joins me now, 43 years after they were formed in 1966. To perform and talk about their latest CD called Speed of Life on NGDB Records. So I'm pleased to welcome Jeff Hanna, singer, songwriter, and guitarist, and John McEwen, an expert on a number of string instruments and also a singer and a songwriter. Welcome to our show. I think the two of you are supposed to be sitting here, aren't you? Oh. So we can talk. Or do you want to talk standing up?
Right, we can do it from this position, I think.
Okay, great.
Okay. Are we also, okay with that?
Yeah, oh, great with me.
And we got Jimmy Fadden over here on harmonica.
Yeah, I was, and drum. Oh, I guess you're not playing the drums, but Jimmy, you normally play drums?
Oh, also. He does play drums.
And then we have Bob Carpenter who's singing backup, right? So, how many of you are members of the original group?
Well, Jimmy and I and John started playing together in 66. And Bob came along. He's the new kid. He came around in about 1976, I think. So.
Wow. Isn't it unusual for a band to last more than 10 years? How have you managed to do it all these years?
I think
Yoko was not married to any of you? Is that what happened?
There's always that person going, you don't need these guys, you know. Our band, I think if we had sold 10 million records with our first album that we put out, it might have been more difficult. We've had a nice steady career that's had peaks and valleys, but they haven't been extreme. Plus, we have a good sense of humor. John and I were brothers-in-law for a long time.
Long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were married to twin sisters.
And then what happened?
This band definitely qualifies as country because I mean we we always told the girls it was their job to tell themselves apart.
Yeah, try the veal. We're here all week.
Are you? Is either of you married to? Still married to
no.
one of them?
Oh,
so
wore them out.
our stage manager is married to my ex-wife.
And well, you really are country, aren't you?
I know. I'm sorry. We're not from Kentucky, I swear.
Well, you started out as a jug band, and most musicians would go from that into either traditional jazz or bluegrass. But you took a different kind of route. How did that happen?
Well, we at the tail end of our jug band career, which was about 2 years, we started toying with what became country rock, and then the band broke up for a year. And in that year, John played on various different bands. I played with Linda Ronstadt, which was a great sort, and she had been sort of exploring those musical forms already.
This is after Stone Ponies.
This was right after Stone Ponies, and right before our band made the turn into country rock. And playing with Linda was really helpful because she was kind of going there already. Mm-hmm. Then in '69, we sort of a couple of guys left, and we added a couple guys, and we started, you know, move forward with that form of music, which really was inspired for us. It was a lot of, as growing up with the Everly Brothers and Buddy Holly, it was a natural thing. And then adding the banjo and the mandolin and the fiddle, it sort of added sort of our mountainy aspect to the whole thing.
Well, but this is at the late 60s, early 70s, at a time when the rest of popular music was going in a very different direction, psychedelic, heavy metal, whatever. And
but
here you are having so much success as a kind of a country folk band.
It was wide open at that time, though, because if you remember, you'd hear pop radio like ABC in New York. Now, that was Led Zeppelin, and coming up next is the Statler Brothers with Counting Flowers on the Wall.
Oh, really?
And then Joan Baez will be doing There Before Fortune. And we'll get to the Beatles later after Aretha Franklin. You know, everything was mixed up more.
That's because on FM they really did have wild free formats.
Well, this was
calling it free form.
Yeah, I think you're right. The free form radio FM was great.
And that came along.
Yeah, there was a station in LA that we used to listen to a lot called KPFK, and it was, I remember specifically hearing, well, that's a little set by Jimi Hendrix, and next Flatten Scruggs. And I thought, that's cool.
And Scruggs is a part of your life as well.
The whole Scruggs family, yeah. Actually. Earl
Father
Scruggs.
And son.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, John was really inspired by Earl as a kid.
I would say yes. Thank you, Mr. Scruggs and family. Gary, in fact, Gary Scruggs wrote the song that's the title of our new album, Speed of Life.
Which you're going to be performing for us. So maybe that was a good cue.
Yeah. Well, that's
unfortunately,
the next song. We're not tuned for that one. We're going to do that soon. If we're going to do a bluegrass tune first, though. This is a song that we, speaking of Earl Scruggs, when we did that first Will the Circle Be Unbroken, and he was such a key figure in helping us put that all together, we met a guy named Jimmy Martin, the King of Bluegrass, which really was part of his name, Jimmy Martin, the King of Bluegrass, one of the great bluegrass singers of all time. And we did a bunch of tunes on the first Circle. In fact, he was with us on all three Circle records we did. This is a song that we did on Volume 1. Kind of a little barn burner. It's called My Walking Shoes Don't Fit Me Anymore.
That was neat. Your radio voice came in right there. Sorry, man.
Here we go.
That's a friendly crowd we got.
Shoes don't fit me anymore. Stay on this side of town, honey, I won't be around. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. Well, it's a long way from here to over yonder. My feet, they're getting mighty sore. Ain't coming back, you set my mind to wander. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. Stay on your side of town, honey, I won't be around. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. Come on, Jim. Jimmy Fadden on a harmonica. Be a long time gone from you, baby. You'll never hear me knocking on your door. I thought you was worth it once, but I was crazy. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. Stay on your side of town, honey, I won't be around. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. Stay on your side of town, honey, I won't be around. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore.
Hello. Jeff Hanna, John McEwen, Bob Carpenter, Jimmy Fadden, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. And by the way, they'll be performing tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at B.B. King's. For details, you can go to our show page at WNYC.org. You really do sound comfortable with each other. I guess when you've been performing that long, you don't have to ever worry about whether everybody's going to give you the perfect harmony and whether everybody's going to come in at the right moment.
We've had a lot of practice. We rehearse by email now pretty much, too. We live all over the country. John lives here in New York. He's a brand new,
Upper East Side, yeah. Good place.
He lives in Manhattan. Bob over here lives in Los Angeles. Jimmy's in Sarasota, Florida, and I live in Nashville, Tennessee.
So.
No, really. But we all started out. The joke is, when our band started, we all lived in the same house, and then it was like the same town, state. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the story. And eventually.
And
you're
married to the same women. Or almost.
Actually, every time we get divorced, we move to a different city. We leave the house and then move to a different city.
So you can figure it out by that. Yeah.
Well, what I think is fascinating is that when I look back over your career, the cyclical nature of your music, it seems like every 10 years or so it comes back in fashion and you win a whole new audience. Because we do think of taste as constantly changing, but do you find that your audiences these days are the old fans, or are they kids as well?
Some of both. I mean, we played a show in Nashville, the Americana Music Conference and Festival in Nashville a couple weeks ago, which is where I got that. And the crowds we played to were a lot of college-age kids, you know, so it's fun to see that. Well, our band's one of those groups that, not unlike the Grateful Dead, I think, where you have generational, you know, people bring their kids, and their kids grow up, and then they bring their kids, and, you know, starting in 1922 really helped for us to.
Jeff is being married to Matreka Berg, the youngest artist ever to be inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. Help keep you informed? What's going on?
It helped. She's not that young. But that's country.
She might be listening.
Yeah, she could be listening.
I just said youngest to be inducted.
Yeah, that's true. She's an amazing songwriter and has won the Country Music Song of the Year and been Grammy nominated and such. It helped us on this new record. We recorded two of her songs. You know, mm-hmm. We didn't have to look very far for another great songwriter.
One you co-wrote, The Resurrection?
I didn't co-write that. I wish I had. She wrote that with a woman named Alice Randall.
Mm-hmm. So you liked the song and you decided that this was right for your group?
Yeah, that song was, that was a tune that we just, when we're putting together a record, and we're big music fans, and we go, you know, going back to records like, you know, Rumors by Fleetwood Mac and Sgt. Pepper. Back in the days when you really bought an album for the whole experience. You know, so the idea of having a handful of singles does not always gel. It's not cohesive. They seem like separate parts. They're not like, we want it to be a good meal where all the flavors complement each other, you know.
Even though you have so many different people contributing, all of you contributed a song, and then we mentioned Gary Scruggs earlier. Guy Clark also.
Guy Clark. Jimmy and Guy Clark wrote a song together, actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So these are, I guess there's a tight community. Everybody knows everybody.
Well, you know, that's one of the great things about Nashville is it's it's been this way for 40 years. And Christofferson talks about it a lot, how people would sit around and pass the guitar around in the living room and just try to blow each other's minds with their latest song. And that spirit still exists there, and we're glad to be part of it.
My guests are the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, together after all these years, John Hanna, John McCune, Bob Carpenter, Jimmy Fadden, and as I said, they'll be performing at B.B. King's tomorrow night. That's 237 West 42nd Street. We're going to go into a little break, and we're going to play something from the CD, Speed of Life. It's called Brand New Heartache.
Blood run cold. I'm gonna make a fool of myself again. By now you think I know. I swore that the last time I'd learn from my mistakes, but I think I'm headed for a brand new heartache. It's a brand new.
The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band doing a version of Stuck in the Middle with You, with which Jerry Rafferty sang in 1972. Many of you will remember from Quentin Tarantino's Reservoir Dogs. one of the songs on their new CD, which is called Speed of Life, and is being released on now. I think this is not the subtlest title name of a record company, the NGDB
slash
Nitty
Sugar
Gritty
Hill
Dirt
Records.
Band Records, right?
Nitty Gritty Dirt is our first. Is it the second?
Yes.
NGDB yeah. Records. Yeah.
So we were talking about all of the new material, but you also sing some older songs like this song, and On the Road Again, which
no,
people.
No, actually, Going Up the Country.
Going. Oh, yeah, right.
That's
right.
The other one.
Oh, by Can't Heat.
Can't Heat. Yep.
But that's a really old song, isn't it?
That's a really old song. We were talking about this being the 40th anniversary of Woodstock this summer, if I'm not mistaken. And I think that was the first time a lot of folks saw Canned Heat. We used to play a lot of gigs with Canned Heat when we started out.
Al Wilson was a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you feel
did you feel tempted to sing it in a falsetto?
Well, that was Jimmy singing it, actually. We once again, Trump, we really wanted to make that one
God,
fit
that's
us.
A good
you got it. Do it. Go for it. I'm going up the country.
Yeah, get sing like Al.
Yeah.
I always wondered about that falsetto.
My wife calls that the Kermit voice. Ellsworth. I mean, he does great.
Are they still performing?
No.
Yes, they are.
Are they? Oh.
Yeah, they play Europe a lot.
Now, that happened with a lot of country music. Europe, England especially, helped an awful lot of people keep their careers going. Why do you think it resonated so well there while things change in this country?
They appreciate history there better. They appreciate those who came before, and they still like the music, and they play it.
Mm-hmm.
That's according to those I know that have gone over there, them being one.
Well, but of course, they also like Slim Whitman and Boxcar Willie. So,
that's true.
You know,
that's true.
There are two sides to that coin, right?
That's a good point. Well, we actually got to tour a bunch with Johnny Cash in the United Kingdom, and that was great. And we had a wonderful time with him. And he did. At that point, he had a bigger career. It was during the 80s when he had been kind of forgotten at country radio here in the States before he made his comeback with Rick Rubin, which was great. We were really happy about that.
And you have some things here that kind of connect to that family, the Carter family, and Johnny Cash, don't you? For example, when you did Will the Circle Be Unbroken, there was a kind of a mix of different kinds of things. I guess you were doing something that Bob Dylan had done a little earlier, where you were mixing folk with rock, and I'm not sure that how Mother Mabel Carter's fans took all of that when you started working with some of their material.
Well, you know, I think that when we put together that Circle record, having Earl Scruggs as our ambassador. Really
what kind
helped.
Of happened there is when we got Earl enlisted, and a couple weeks later I said to Doc Watson, we're doing an album with Earl Scruggs, which we weren't really doing yet, mm-hmm. but we had just getting it underway. And then Luis and Earl both came in, and Luis got us in contact and handled a lot of things. Earl would say things, well, how about Maybelle? Now, keep in mind that Maybelle Carter was pretty much ignored by the country music industry. The only job she could get in the 60s in Nashville was being a nurse at the Nashville Hospital for about 6 years.
Gee, they didn't mention that in the movie, did they?
No. But then Lester and Earl put together the Carter Family album, which I got, Songs of the Carter Family, and got immersed into her music. And anybody like Jeff knew the songs. So here we are. They've got Maybelle, and then... And then along comes Jimmy Martin. Without Louise Scruggs, I don't think we would have gotten Jimmy Martin because, she told him he'd better be good. Nice. And that was a neat thing. And then I'll never forget when talking to Earl when I called him to find out who the fiddle players were going to be. And I got a man named Vassar Clemons. And I said, well, can he handle all the styles? And Earl, in his way, said, he'll do.
Actually, Johnny Cash was real instrumental in us doing the second volume of Circle Be Unbroken. He came to us and he said, you know, have you ever thought about doing another one? And we said, why? And he said, because I'd really like to be a part of it. And we said, yeah, we were just thinking about doing that.
Let's do that. And the great thread there was that June Carter and him actually asked us that at the same time. So the Carter sisters came in and sang on the second record with us.
Wow.
And in fact, June and John sang together with us on the third edition of The Circle.
Well, the song itself is interesting because it's a white gospel song that so many black performers have also sung. It was a big hit for the Staple Singers after it was a standard in white gospel. But I suspect that you were thinking more in the traditional manner when you thought
of it. Well, we did until we did the third record when Taj Mahal sang it on our third album. And he did it as Lay My Burden Down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is really the same melody, you know.
Well, we're going to hear another song from you,
yeah,
right?
This is the Gary Scruggs.
It's the title of the new album.
Yep.
My guests are the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and this is WNYC, WNYC.org. So here they are, Jeff Hanna, John McEwen, Bob Carpenter, and Jimmy Fadden, and Speed of Life.
Time can fly when you're having fun. Time drags by when you miss someone. We say hello and we say goodbye. Coming and going at the speed of life. You start out crawling, then you learn to walk. You run into someone and then you fall. The band plays on as worlds collide. Drums keep beating at the speed of light. Come on, baby, ride with me. Four strong winds, seven deep seas. A big blue ball flying through space. Can't turn back, not a minute to waste. Room to the tune, blink of an eye. Everything's moving at the speed of light. Well, I don't know what the future holds, but I've been watching that river flow. It can sink quick and it can rise high, always rolling at the speed of light. So come on, baby, ride with me. Four strong winds, seven deep seas. Big blue ball flying through space. Can't turn back, not a minute to waste. Room to the tune, blink of an eye. Everything's moving at the speed of light. Lady luck, Father time. Everything's moving at the speed of
The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Jeff Hanna, John McEwen, Bob Carpenter, Jimmy Fadden, singing the title track from the new CD called Speed of Life on NGDB Records. In listening to you on the CD and performing here, I was reminded that you've always been known for your instrumental prowess, but I've been struck here by just how solid the songwriting was, and it seems like you're paying more attention to getting the songs across than showing us just how great you are on your instruments. Was that a conscious decision?
Well, we're big fans of songwriters. I mean, me in particular, because I'm married to one. But, you know, we're all writers. We've all actually had songs recorded by other artists and had a degree of success with that, too, outside of our band. But we're, you know, for the same reason that people that love food are foodies, we're songies. You know, we really are huge, you know, going at it. When our band started, Jackson Brown was with us for a little while. He was the first guy we knew that wrote songs, which kind of stunk for us. It's like, do you really want to write a song after being in a band with Jackson Brown? Let's let Jackson do it. You know?
Songwriters are like, without the songwriters, we wouldn't have songs.
That's good. Yeah, absolutely.
But John, there is that other side. You took part in Steve Martin's recent banjo album, The Crow, and that was showing just what you could do on the instrument, wasn't it?
I produced that album, and I played several things on it, but I was more like, people say, what is it like to produce an album? And basically, you put a bunch of people in the room, turn on the mics, and let them work, you know, and hopefully give them the direction that leads them to a place that will end up with a good result. Steve has written great banjo music over the years, and this is the first time it's been put together in a solid collection. The Crow is all original Steve Martin music, plus one that he arranged, a traditional medley, but it's all him playing the lead role. He's playing Carnegie Hall tonight. So it's a weird showbiz day. The guy that played the music for King Tut, when King Tut was a hit, Jeff was back there going, Tut, Tut.
I arranged that record.
It's my favorite part, Jeff.
Yeah. And he's playing Carnegie tonight, and we're playing B.B. King's. It's funny.
Tomorrow night.
Did I say tonight?
Yep.
Oh, I live in a different continuum.
Yeah, it's tomorrow night. You're putting out a CD, and there's a talk about the death of CD and also the death of music radio. How do you make it? How do you get the word out these days?
You can get our record on iTunes also.
In fact, you have a strong presence on iTunes.
Well, you kind of got to be ahead of it. This is how I feel about it. I like vinyl. I like downloads. I'm not going to be real disappointed if CDs go away, and I think they will pretty soon. But, you know, I don't like all that plastic. But we are going to release this record on vinyl here in a couple of months, too.
Which really?
Yeah.
For the old-timers.
Well, for the old-timers, because you can read the print, you know.
Well, for the old-timers, we don't have much time, but you also talked about performing Mr. Bojangles. Would you do that?
Would you like to hear a little
Jerry Jeff Walker's famous song?
If I can sing it this time. Well, this time of day, it's noon, I guess, and we're in the musician's hours now. Okay, I don't have any excuses. If I can find my flat pick, I'll be there in a second. Well, it kind of goes like this. Let's see. I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. Thank you. In worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. He did the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, jumped so high, and then a lightly touched down. I met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be in the eyes of age. As he spoke right out, he talked of life, he talked of life. He
laughed, clicked his heels and stepped. Then he said his name, Bojangles, and he danced a lick across the cell. Grabbed his pants and spread his stance, so he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go laugh. He let go laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, won't you dance? For those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South, and he spoke to tears of 15 years, how's dogging him. They traveled about, well, the dog up and died, up and died. After 20 years, he still grieved. He's had a dance now at every chance in honky-tonk for drinks and tips. But most of the time, I spend behind these county bars, 'cause I drinks a bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, won't you dance? I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you.
The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Jeff Hanna, John McEwen, Bob Carpenter, Jimmy Fadden. The new album is called Speed of Life. It's available on NGDB Records. Thank you so much for being with us. It's been
Thanks
such a pleasure
having,
having you here.
Thanks, Leonard.
And they say that I can sing of them lonesome broken hearted boys of blue gray.